You'd think an orphanage in an almost deserted village on the bank of a river would be a good spot to rest and relax in. Now, wouldn't you? Well, that's where Terry and his friends are, but so far they've been having plenty of trouble. You'll see what we mean on today's transcribed adventure. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. By this time, probably somebody you know has got his Terryscope. Now, if so, you've seen what a really tricky affair it is. How you can see around corners with it and find out what's going on behind you without turning your head. And you've discovered, too, that it has lots and lots of special features. Why, it tells you how to use two exciting secret codes and how to flash secret code messages to your friends at night. And say, did you try those two new games you can play with it? Well, if you have seen this Terryscope, you'll be itching to know how you can get one for yourself. And that's what I'm going to tell you now. And it's plenty easy. Get one label from a can of Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice. You know those grand juices I've been telling you about on the show? Why, gosh, more than likely your mother's got some in the house right now. Well, you get those two Libby's labels, and on the back of one, print your full name and address. Then put the two labels in an envelope along with 10 cents and mail it to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. So that's all you do to get a Terryscope. Just mail one dime and two Libby's labels. And boy, oh boy, will you get a big, wonderful dime's worth. Now remember the address, Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. And now, Terry and the Pirates. In the town of Lashio, now almost deserted, on the banks of the Yellow Chinese River, not far from the famous Burma Road, is the orphanage now being run by another Burma, the blonde and beautiful lady who has shared so many adventures with Terry and Pat and the others. But there are a few local hoodlums, tough natives, still hanging around. The leader, a bully named Han, broke into the orphanage and made a prisoner of April Kane. Pat and Terry discovered him, and they were faced with a gun, so that they had to stand by and watch Han and his few men vanish into the darkness with April. As the two men stood outside in the darkness, Terry suddenly pulled Pat to one side.
Shh! Quick! Get over here beside the house.
Huh?
Somebody's on the other side of the building. I just saw a shadow.
You sure?
Well, just be quiet a minute. We'll soon find out. If it's Han or any of these lads, we'll have to jump him before he can do any shooting. Golly, I'll never call April a little girl again. Not if it's going to cause all this trouble.
Yeah. Here comes somebody. Easing around the corner of the house.
Yeah, coming this way. It's so dark, I can't make out.
Shh. Now, when I give the word, we jump it. Hit him!
Big fella. Takes two of us to hold him.
We don't seem to be doing such a good job.
Our hands full. What the dickens?
Sock him or something. He's got his hand in my face.
He won't fight. Push him down.
Me too. I wish he'd say something.
Say, could this be?
Big stoop. Take all my windpipe.
Is it? Oh, is it Big Stoop?
I'm joking. I guess so. They were lucky we didn't get killed. He didn't land a single blow.
Yeah, neither did we. Hey, let's get back on our feet.
Well, it's Big Stoop, all right. I might have known. Hiya, Stooper.
Hello, champ. How in the name of kumquats did you get here?
Poor fellow, we always forget he can't talk. Well, never mind, Stoop. As long as you're here, that's all that counts.
Laddie Buck, we could have used you but plenty a few weeks ago, eh, Terry?
You mean that trouble against that dragon lady? You're not kidding. Golly, I forgot it was the dragon lady who fixed it so Stoop couldn't talk.
Hey, say, here we stand gassing like a couple of trees, and we ought to be trying to locate April.
Yeah, but it's so dark, I hardly know which way to... Huh? What's wrong, Stoop?
He's pointing out that way, down toward the river. Did they take April down that way, Stouper?
No, look, Pat. There's a small light down there by the riverbank. It's blinking.
Wait, hold it, fella. That looks like a signal.
Yeah, it's a Morse code. Somebody's flashing something. It's Burma, that's who it is. She just spelled her name.
Steady. Find out what she's trying to signal.
She had the telescope with her, Pat, and a flashlight, and she must have gone for
a walk. Quiet a minute, quiet. She's flashing dots and dashes. She's using the flashlight and the telescope together. She's saying, this, W-A-Y, this way, or A-P-R-I.
This way for April. They must have taken April down toward the river and Burma saw them.
Took a long chance expecting us to see that telescope signal.
Well, I don't know. There's not another light around.
What are we waiting for? Come on. Hey, you too, Silver. We may need you.
Lead the way, Pat.
Now, where's that periscope signal? Lost the light.
There it is, dead ahead. Kind of used to the darkness now.
Hey, Stouper. Come along, Stouper.
You there, Burma?
I'm not hiding behind these sandhills with this periscope for fun.
We got your signal. My girl.
Thanks to a flashlight and a periscope, I could crouch down here and flash the light in one end of the scope and not be seen at all. Say, is that Big Stoop with you?
Yeah, he just arrived.
Oh.
And don't ask questions. We don't know either. Now, where's April? Those men bring her this way?
Yeah, they passed so close to me, I could have bit hand, big toe. They went down to the riverbank. I guess they must have a boat down there. You better hurry, Pat.
Yeah, without a gun in their arms. We can't rush in where angels fear to tread, or we'll be angels ourselves.
But you can't let them abduct April and not stop them.
We can only scare them away.
Well, count me out. I did my bit last night when I made Hand drop those food packages.
Scare them. That's it. Look, I got an idea.
Now hurry it along.
Big Stoop and I can scare those natives.
Now what's up?
I am. I'm up on Stoop's shoulders. Burma, let me take that cape.
Well, what on earth do you...
Never mind. It's worth trying. Now, look, I'll put on this cape, see?
No.
Quietly. Then I'll let Stoop carry me on his shoulders. The cape will drop down over his head and shoulders, and I'll look like a giant.
Diggity, this begins to make sense, Terry. Sure, we'll make those hoodlums think a giant is after them.
Well, maybe they don't scare so easily.
They do. They're as superstitious as all get out. Okay, Terry. Up you go.
Golly, I must be 10 feet high up here on...
Listen, Stooper. Do you hear what we say?
Yeah, he understands,
good.
Pat. Now, give me that telescope and the flashlight.
What for?
I'll be a giant with one bright eye. The winking eye.
Somehow I have a hunch this crazy stunt will work.
All right, Stooper. Chop, chop, down by the river.
Good luck, fella. And yell if you need help. We'll be trailing right along behind you.
Okay, Stoop. Let me down now. Pat! Burma, it worked! They're scared off. They ran through the bushes.
Where's April? Did they take her along?
I think they left her there tied up in the rowboat when they ran away.
Yeah. There's somebody in the boat.
Well, I'll go. It must be April.
Good work, Terry. It's a clever stunt.
Well, I don't know which scared her most, the 10-foot giant or the winking eye of this periscope.
I think it was both. I couldn't understand their chatter. Thanks, Stouper. You certainly filled the bill tonight. I think he just got here. Look at him, grinning from ear to ear.
He's a great fella.
Well, is it April or not?
Yeah, but she's passed out. Fainted, I guess. Bring that light down here, Terry.
Right away.
Now, shine it in her face a moment. Yeah, so far as I can tell, she's just fainted. Hi, Sue. I got another job for you. Come here. Now, look, Stupid. Terry, Missy Kane. I'll show you the
better
way.
Turn off that flashlight, Terry. These lads may decide to come back.
Yeah.
Think of a devil and he's sure to appear. They're back there behind a sandhill.
Missed us a mile.
I know, but accidents might happen. In the dark, too.
Yeah, but let's get back to the orphanage. I'll feel a lot happier when this rescue party's safe inside. Just wait, Super.
Tomorrow, I'm going to get a spray gun and clean out Han and his pals. This night crawling interrupts my sleep.
Well, I've got a better idea than that.
So?
So, we move the orphans to a safer place.
Where?
Well, don't ask me. I don't know. But this village is deserted, except for troublemakers like Han. And we have no real protection. The invaders have blown up most of the buildings. Nobody comes this way. The food's getting scarce.
Yeah, that's all true, Burma, but where can we go?
Well, if I knew, I'd go there. But I'm not going to spend the rest of my days and nights worrying about a handful of ruffians who kidnap April and steal food and become pestilent.
Look, I'm all for it, beautiful. I'd like to move out of here, bag and baggage, orphans and all, but this isn't our orphanage.
It's my orphanage. I'm running it, and I'll do as I think best until somebody tells me different.
Nobody's trying to rob you, Burma.
And don't start that big boss talk. You're the general, but you just don't move 24 children.
25.
You just don't move 25 children like that.
Besides, where is there a town nearby that isn't in the danger of war?
Anywhere near the Burma Road is bad. The road is only a mile from the town.
I know, but I'll find a way out. And I'll find it too quick.
Whatever that means.
Well, it seems to me we could put our brains together and... Well, I had sense enough to signal you with this periscope, and you used the periscope to make a giant with a winking eye, so... Well, it seems to me we could get an idea.
Listen.
Yes, sir. There's no mistaking that. That's a whistle from a steamer on the Yellow River. And I've heard that sound before.
Well, that's the answer to this maiden's prayer.
Huh?
Well, I don't know where that steamer is, but if it gets anywhere near the dock down there, I'll take the orphans aboard and find a new home for them. There's always a break for Burma.
Well, that was an exciting adventure, and thanks to the periscope, April was saved. But what about this steamer? Will it put in at the deserted village? Can Burma manage to get the orphans aboard? I'll have a few things to tell you about in just a moment. Now, if there's one thing you don't want to forget, boys and girls, it's to send for your periscope. Now, you've heard what the periscope means to our friends in the show, and you've got a good idea of all the remarkable things it can do. Yes, if you're smart as I think you are, you'll rush your periscope order into Libby's without a minute's delay. Now, believe me, you'll be missing a pile of fun and excitement if you don't get one. You see, kids, it isn't only that you'll be putting a periscope and getting one, just like that I've got our friends out of so many jams. The periscope you'll get has 8 exciting special features. Codes, games, tricks you can't get anywhere else in the world. And it's a swell-looking thing, too, with a big dragon and Chinese characters on it, and pictures of Pat and Burma and the others. Now, to get this thrilling periscope, here's all you do. You take a label from a can of Libby's Delicious Tomato Juice and one from Libby's Brand Pineapple Juice. Then you print your full name and address on the back of one and mail the labels along with 10 cents to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, you're getting a marvelous bargain, kid, when you get this unique periscope for just 10 cents and 2 Libby's labels. So get your order in now. Address Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Send a label from Libby's Tomato Juice, a label from Libby's Pineapple Juice, and a dime. And, of course, enclose your full name and address. Well, there's going to be some of the wildest transcribed adventures aboard that steamer you ever heard, and it starts tomorrow. So let's have a seat beside the Yellow River, eh?